All right, SEC Media. This is like a SEC Media Days tradition. Billy, Derek, Vandy, 24/7. Man, what's it like covering a Vanderbilt team that is a talk of the SEC Media Days for the first time ever?
It's wild. I was talking to Shane about the Alabama win yesterday, and it didn't feel real. The whole game did not feel real, and that's what started all of it. You beat Alabama. You bring the goalposts downtown on Broadway. You're in Nashville, Mike. I mean, you felt it too. Everybody felt it. It's like, what is going on here? And you just felt that wave ride. And then they go to Lexington and beat Kentucky. And obviously, Pavi gets banged up. That's when he got banged up. Big Deion Walker fell on him. And you know, that'll do it too, right? You know, in the SEC. So that's going to be the tough part for Pavi and Vandy moving forward. But with last season, that's what everybody's still talking about, that win over Alabama. So that's it. That's what caused the big wave of momentum.
I rarely put notifications on. But I was, when you were boots on the ground, I put yours on because I wanted to see every video that was posted.
After the game, I was like, I need a plan. I need to be there. So I moved down toward the, you know, like fifth row and videoed. That took forever to get the goalpost down. So I videoed that when they ripped it down. And then they went to one of the end zones, like under the student section. They were going to try to go through that one, but they would have had to walk it all the way through under the concourse. They weren't going to do that. So they went through the other exit near the north end zone, toward Broadway, 3 miles, and then at that point I had to go to the press conference. But yeah, it was just unbelievable, and I never would have thought anything like that ever would have happened. I mean, I can't imagine what it was like 40 years ago last when they beat Alabama, but you know, Alabama wasn't what they are now, and they had just beaten Georgia the week before. Everybody watched that game, and you're like, and throughout the week, we had a guy, Joey Dwyer, get a quote from C.J. Taylor, and Taylor said, y'all are going to be stunned at what happens this weekend. And, you know, we didn't think much of it. We're not posting that. That's ridiculous. Like, what are you talking about? And for that to happen, they were confident going into the week. And I'm sure the Netflix feature will show you know, it was a confident, gritty group that, you know, I'll be interested to see what they do with it this year. I'm sure we'll get into that. But, yeah, it was unbelievable.
I'll never forget 4 years ago here, first interview I've ever done on another show was yours. So that's why,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
First time, I don't even Shane's know if you debut. Even posted it. Probably not, but I was like, damn. Sorry, full
spotty,
circle.
Spotty internet.
Well, I was going to say, if you recall, I mean, we got a hand it to Vanderbilt fans because that was the most orderly film storming. You remember it was like single file. They were being very, you know, friendly to
but
Alabama.
But they like it. They stormed the basketball courts. Yeah. They stormed the football field. Yeah. It feels like we're turning over a new leaf there in Vanderbilt. Yeah. And, you know, and that's kind of what Pavi has been preaching here, that the future is bright. Now, he thinks the future is now, which it could be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thought you talk about rock star status.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It blew mind how many people were around Pavia's table.
Well, and you know, we were trying to get interviews with him, but I realized, I was like, we got him all year. Like, you know, the Nashville people are now being able to talk to him, and I could feel that we had something special with Pavia in terms of quotes, like the media people we'd talk to, and, you know, because it's a smaller local media in Nashville, and every time Pavia is talking, we're like, here we go. What's he going to say this time? And now the Nashville media gets a chance to see what he's all about, and he's different. You know, people talk about aura. You know, people haven't. He's got it. He's got that. You know, when he walks in a room, you never know what he's going to say. And you know, that's part of how he plays too. You know, you never know what's going to happen. The Johnny Manziel type and Vandy. That's what they needed. That's just what the doctor ordered.
And what's your confidence level that they can kind of keep that momentum going? And I know they're talking national championship and stuff. Clearly, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, you know, win 7 games, maybe even 8 if things break right. They seem uber confident. And they return more than anybody in offensive and defensive returning production. They're spending in the portal now. They got Pavia some weapons. What's your confidence level that at least they can be a tough out and possibly make a bowl game again?
I'm confident. I don't know why you wouldn't be. They've got the most returning players in the SEC and up there with the country. You know, I do worry a little bit about, you know, the Stowers. Everybody's going to be doubling them. So do you have other players to go to when it's 3rd and 7? You know, because Pavi is not going to be he's going to be clamped up too. They're going to, you know, everything's going to be a little bit tougher this year. You know, even probably game one, you know, they're going to be geared up for them, even though it's Charleston Southern and then at Virginia Tech. That's a big one to me. You know, last year's Virginia Tech game was big. This one's huge, too. If you get that one, you know, I think you mentioned this, Mike, earlier, one of your podcasts. Like, if you lose that one, you know, it's an early – you got to get these games early if you're Vanderbilt, too. And so I think Virginia Tech's big. But the Stowers – thing to me is big. He'll be healthy, but can Pavia continue to find him consistently? He's arguably the best tight end in the country. But is he able to be that star that you have to have him to be? And then the running back room, Cedric Alexander does just enough. They got a guy from New Mexico State, MK Young, who you got to remember. He played with Pavia a couple of years ago. Really, really good running back. A different style than Cedric Alexander, more of an explosive guy. And then defensively, they lose Ricky Wright, CJ Taylor, but they have some guys coming in, like you said, in the portal, some defensive line depth that they feel like can help them. And that was the difference between last year and this year, or most years, really, with Vanderbilt, that, you know, they didn't have the depth. You know, they got banged up, and by week 10, really, you're like, man, is this team going to be able to make it? Are they going to be able to get to 6 wins? But they find a way. But, yeah, it's just the depth. They feel like they brought in depth. But can they – I'm interested to see, can they take that next step this year? You know, I think eventually Vanderbilt's going to get to a point under Clark Lee where they are winning 8-9 games. I firmly believe that. We'll see. Is that this year? Can they take that next step this year with Pavia? I'll be interested to see that.
What do you think about Pavia making a little bit of a hit list here of all these teams that he's, you know, obviously the Bama one, but the South Carolina calling them out as, you know, the game.
Yeah,
he's
South Carolina was interesting. Vandy hadn't beat them since 2007, and last year was ugly. That was, you know, the SEC shorts guy came out onto the field, and that, it was kind of a ridiculous look, you know, but that game, and then Vanderbilt just gets blown out, and Shane Beamer is, you know, I think he said something about it after the game in the press conference, but Vanderbilt just has something with South Carolina, and I think that if you want it to happen, you got to talk it into existence, speak it into existence. That's where it starts with Pavia and Vanderbilt this year, and I'm glad, I think most Vanderbilt people are glad they play them early. You know, it's at Columbia. It'll be a night game. That's what Pavia lives for, and that's gonna be fun to see what happens.
Did you see some idiot put Pavia, I think, 12th in the quarterback?
I saw that. I had to laugh. I was just like, I saw, because you see all these rankings. You see Pavia, people got him number 4, number 7. Scroll down, SEC Mike, number 12. I'm like, give me a break.
I'm trying to motivate him. You know, yeah. I'm just trying to fuel that fire because I want him to be as good as he possibly can.
No, look. I see with your style, though, by the end of the year, compared to the other SEC quarterbacks, what do you think of Pavia? Right? Because, you know, people think of Pavia as the first half of last season, really. I mean, for the most part, like the bowl game, you throw the bowl game in. But it wasn't all great. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows that second half of the season. So I'm with you in the fact that he's got to put a whole season together and stay healthy. And that's not on him. Right? That's his style. Right? The offensive line has to protect him in order for him to be what he can be. They feel like they shored that up. But I'm with you in the fact that you got to see it for a whole season. Right? These other quarterbacks, they got great O-lines. They got more weapons. But, yeah, it was just funny seeing him down there. But, again, motivate him. I'm sure he saw that.
That's all that was.
What are your expectations? Just curious, your thoughts going into this season. What do you think the ceiling is for Vanderbilt?
I've said the ceiling is, you might think I'm crazy, I think the ceiling's 8-4. All goes right. Everybody stays healthy. Pavia, you know, stays healthy. That's the ceiling to me, I think, 8-4. I think the floor could be 4-8 if Pavia gets hurt early. And you got to go to Blaise Berlowitz, a guy that is not Pavia. And you have some other injuries, say Stowers gets banged up, and you have some defensive injuries. That it's a big difference between the floor and the ceiling, I think, for Vandy. Clark said they're last year, at least, they were as close to being 2-10 as they were 10-2. And, you know, you think about that. Well, 10-2, they weren't going to go 10-2. But you think about it, their losses and their wins were all pretty close. So I there's some truth to that.
Last thing I got is recruiting. Are you noticing a different buzz around recruiting now that we got some Disney money?
Yeah, a little bit. They lost a kid to Georgia, Caden Harris, out of Brownsville. That was big. There was a quote from a coach, you know, some recruiting analyst that said, you know, Vanderbilt's got it. That they probably realize here they got to do a little bit more, right? You got to prove it again on the field. But it's Georgia, right? You're going to lose it. And there's a kid, Joel Wyatt, out there who I think was down to Tennessee and Vanderbilt. I think he reopened his recruitment, and it's kind of an interesting recruitment now, so that'll be interesting. But, yeah, I think they're feeling it. I mean, you know, you beat Alabama. I think you got to turn that into momentum in the recruiting field, and you got to finish season stronger too. That's what I would say.
All right, Billy, last thing for you. All week we're brought to you by MyBookie. They're our presenting sponsor, so we're asking everybody for their MyBookie boldest take of the season. Mm. Could be Vanderbilt, could be SC, whatever you want. You got a bold take for us?
Vanderbilt goes 8-4.
He almost said 9-3.
I almost said 9-3. Vanderbilt goes 8-4. They win their bowl game, and Diego Pavia rides off into the sunset. And I'll add in they beat Tennessee.
You son of a bitch.
Book it, Shane.
Book it, brother.
Thank you so much,
Billy. Thank you for coming on, man.